Jewish representation in mainstream media is shrinking. Jewish identity is being erased and reduced to cliches or only discussed when it's tied to trauma or conflict, said Hen Mazig, author and co-founder of the Tel Aviv Institute, to a packed Stryker Center in New York City. I'm reclaiming Jewish visibility, not through the lens of victimhood, but through joy, success, and an unapologetic celebration of Jewish identity. Mazig was here to launch his new weekly YouTube series, And They're Jewish. In the new series, Mazig talks with a diverse group of Jewish personalities such as Deborah Messing, Mayim Bialik and Emmanuel Shrieky, about how they connect with their heritage and Jewish identity. Celebrating our diversity and impact undermines the dehumanization of Jews that has prevailed both on and off campus since October 7. Each 20-minute episode will showcase the artists, chefs, actors, and creators whose work you love, but whose Jewish identity you may not have known. He adds, "This series isn't just about visibility. It's about celebrating the depth, diversity, and undeniable impact of Jewish voices in every space." At the launch event, Mazig spoke with Messing and Alexandra Socha, who played Glinda in Broadway's Wicked. Messing spoke about growing up in Rhode Island in one of the few Jewish families. She felt hated and othered as a child, but theater allowed her to escape, to disappear. But none of this prepared her for our October 8th reality, where Jews have been gaslighted, erased and dehumanized on a daily basis. Our allies, Messing said, they didn't show up for us. But Messing believes that this existential threat of extinction has made all of us stronger. To be a Jewish fighter, it's in our DNA, part of the global family. Messing is seeing the fiercest fighters among Jewish students. Gen Z is the strongest generation of Jews yet. Our ancestors fought and died for us to be here, said Messing. We're not going to let that be for nothing. To all Jewish students, we see you, we stand with you, we will fight with and for you. Socha is a proud convert to Judaism. She felt instinctively at home with Judaism's ability to hold light and darkness together at the same time, with the permission Judaism gives to feel. After October 7, Socha also felt betrayed and abandoned. She, too, watched with disgust as perfectly nice people parroted jihadist talking points. Idiocy is dangerous, she said. But the emphasis of the evening was on the fact that we are survivors of anti-Semitism, not victims. And to continue to see ourselves as such, we must lean into our ancestral Jewish pride, and to teach the joy and moral clarity of Judaism to our kids. Entourage star Shrieky says the new series is a crucial cultural project at a time when Jewish voices need to be heard more than ever, adding that Hen has created something truly special, an honest, heartfelt series that showcases the depth, diversity, and humanity of Jewish identity. In a time of rising anti-Semitism, it's vital to share real stories that challenge stereotypes and remind the world of the richness of Jewish culture and experience. Brett Gelman, Stranger Things, singer-songwriter Ari Dayan, as well as Socha's husband, actor Itai Benson. British artist and photographer Zoe Buckman and NBA executive Rachel Simon round out the series' 9-episode first season. New episodes drop every Wednesday. ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt applauded the series for bringing to life the stories of those living with hate. For so long, Jewish stories have been framed through trauma, anti-Semitism, or political debate, said Mazig. And yes, those are real and important. But we're more than that. We're artists, actors, chefs, designers, athletes, we're creators. We're joy. We've always been joy. This is the start of something bigger. A new era of Jewish storytelling, said Mazig. We've spent centuries being asked to justify our existence. This series is about celebrating it. In a world that constantly tries to erase the humanity of our people, we will continue celebrating the miracle of being Jewish and alive. I have no doubt that the Stryker crowd left the beautiful sanctuary that night fully inspired by Mazig's extraordinary light, and feeling a lot less isolated. Karen Lehrman-Block is editor-in-chief of White Rose magazine,